Two updates here since we have left on Friday. Ed, the pet zebra in Tennessee, was rescued. Thank God.
Mm.
We followed that story endlessly.
Yes.
Some would say captured.
Yes, captured.
Mm-hmm. Some say rescued. I saw what appeared to be him being airlifted.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah, the look on that zebra's face, if zebras could talk, like,
yeah,
you know, man, I almost made it.
No.
Hilarious.
I felt like, my wife said the same. She said, that zebra was this close to freedom. And I said, yeah, but I think he wanted to go back to where he was. Mm-hmm. Said, you can have a pet zebra in Tennessee.
True.
Tennessee allows pet zebras.
Yeah. And you know, he'll be fed and watered and whatever there.
I'll tell you, AI has gotten so good that when I see things now, I'm like, is this AI?
Like a flying zebra?
Like a flying zebra on a helicopter, like hanging from a helicopter. Because I thought, there's no way.
I think, it was real. They took that.
Yeah, they strapped that rascal up.
They really did,
and
too.
And airlifted him.
And his...
thought. I mean, it's one thing to see him running through neighborhoods and like down the highway and stuff, but when they airlifted him back to his home,
could they not just trank him and put him in a trailer?
I understand.
It's very U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
We got him, boys.
I did not understand.
I didn't either.
My favorite caption was, "I regret nothing" from his time on the lam. Worth it.
Yeah.
Well, he was out about a week, wasn't he?
He was out for a while.
Running. I was afraid because I didn't see him for a little while. I was afraid he was dead somewhere. They got him and they airlifted him back, and he now will see. The guy who owns him has three zebras out in the field. So he's. I was a little surprised that you were able to legally own a zebra and keep it as a pet.
They're lions and tigers within 20 minutes of where we're sitting right now.
Is that legal?
I suppose if you have the right kind of permit.
Yeah.
But this is legal in Tennessee to own a zebra. I'm surprised really at any of those animals being legal unless you have a zoo or even a petting zoo, something, you know. So not just like at your house, okay, I want to own a lion. I'm always baffled by the laws in that case.
Well, you know, the president has ordered two jaguars. I think it was leopards. I think the president... They're coming from, I can't remember which country, but they're supposed to go to the zoo. Rumor has it, one of the president's advisors had said, just let them wander around the lawn.
The president of?
The United States of America.
Oh.
The current occupant.
I thought you were going to say like the president of,
of Djibouti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The president of the United States of America.
I believe they're leopards.
And just so that and they might just wander
just
around.
Just prowl the grounds.
Would that be unbelievable?
Incredible. Is he tired of the protesters out front? Is that
my God?
Maybe them. Maybe the media. You tell me.
Is Wolf Blitzer going to take one to the face?
Yeah,
from a leopard.
Face bitten off.
Boy,
yeah, I would no longer want to do my reports from the White House lawn.
There's a leopard out there.
Yeah,
that would be unreal. If he put those leopards on the lawn. And some CNN reporters standing there. There's a leopard.
Back to you.
Wow. That would be incredible. The second update we have is, I don't believe Biggie was here for this because B.B. Shea was all up in it. There is a graduate who graduated high school who worked at Burger King and went back to work right after the graduation. And B.B. Shea said he's just thirsty because... He didn't change out of his cap and gown and went like got right on the line at Burger King and started working.
I know this story. I was not here for it.
A woman saw it, took a picture of it, and immediately GoFundMe this, you know, money that.
That Steve Hartman, who I love, does a piece on CBS Evening News on Fridays, and it's always a feel good story. And this week was the story of him,
the Burger King worker. Yes.
And I don't know what happened to me. I teared up a little.
You loved it.
I loved it. This is the GoFundMe. I always tell you, if there's a GoFundMe out there, I don't love them. Well, but in this case, this is one I would have given to because the kid just seemed like a good kid who works hard, and I have no problem with him getting money.
Well, one of our questions was, why was he scheduled to work the night of his graduation?
He was not.
He just showed up.
Yeah, right. I was.
He showed up, and they were busy.
I work.
I knew this would just make Kelly...
I know. Your heroic youth. Listen, I told BB...
Nobody makes a kid work on graduation night.
I was scheduled to work. We graduated on a Friday, June 2nd, 1989. And Friday night's the busiest night in barbecue. Anybody knows it works barbecue, okay? And I was scheduled to go to the beach, but they said, we need you. We need you on that line on Friday night. Now, I didn't go directly from the graduation. Our graduation's in the morning, oddly. I went and had lunch at Western Sizzlin' with my parents. Mm-hmm. But come 4 o'clock.
Did you sneak a Bartles and James?
No. Come 4 o'clock, I was in apron, in uniform, behind the counter, the French fries and hush puppies, working. Nobody started a GoFundMe. Okay, that's what B.B. Shea was saying. He's like, you know, that kid didn't have to be in there in the cap and gown.
Now, well, he stopped by, just and it was busy, so he hopped in and helped.
Mm-hmm. He was off the clock.
Yeah, and he and she snapped a picture of him working. Just mm-hmm. And he didn't have his whole gown set up on. He had taken stuff off. I guess kind of said, yeah, I just graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I like this kid.
His name is Mikhail Baker. He's 18 from Decoula, Georgia. Here's the update. Not only did they raise, golly, $190,000 for his college education, now Burger King has given him a $10,000 scholarship on top of all that for wherever he wants to go to school. And he is going off to college. He is scheduled to be at Georgia State University. So he's got a $10,000 scholarship from Burger King and $190,000, which will more than cover the tuition price for all 4 years. So basically, he got a full scholarship because he stopped by Burger King and just pitched in to help.
Mm-hmm.
B.B. Shea didn't like it. I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't think we knew the whole story either. I mean, he wasn't scheduled to work.
No, he was not. Yeah. He was not.
He just volunteered because it got busy.
He got busy, yeah. And he jumped in behind the counter.
Somehow, I'm not shocked at all that you two were the ones that were like,
so what? So did I.
I worked it.
I didn't get a hero scholarship.
I worked it.
But I am one.
I worked it that night. Slinging barbecue just like I did all those other days.